My name's Calvin Healy, and I've worked with Amnesty International for about 3 years now. I joined the Liverpool local group because I was looking for something that would keep me active and something that I could really put myself into. So it was important that I really believed in the cause. I'd known about Amnesty for a while, and I intended to find out more about it and get more involved. But without wanting to sound cheesy or cliched or like some kind of martyr, I kind of realised how comparatively lucky I am in my life. Not that everything's perfect, but I do have some great loving family and friends around me. I've got a good job and a nice house, and I consider myself quite stable, happy and grounded. And when you look around and see all of the trouble going on, not just in this country but around the world, and how unimaginably hard some people's lives are, it made me think that if someone in my happy, lucky, privileged position can't do something to help other people less fortunate than myself, then who will? So I started to attend some meetings and I learned more about the organisation, and I found that the more I learned, the more I liked their work. Their work's based on the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which is all about fairness and freedom, justice and equality for everyone. And who can argue with that? So they try to walk a really difficult line. They try to remain impartial, unbiased, non-political and non-religious, and they stand up for anyone who's got their human rights abused or denied. And I know that if I was locked up in some dark, dodgy corner of the world for no good reason, then at least I'd have the hope that an organisation like Amnesty International might find my corner. And I hope and hope can give you the strength to carry on in cruel and dark times. I was convinced of that at my first Amnesty International conference that I went to. There was a speaker from a women's rights organisation in Zimbabwe who was telling her story. She said how she was locked up for peacefully protesting for human rights and specifically women's rights in Zimbabwe. And while she was in jail, she couldn't have any visitors or couldn't take any mail, and she didn't know how long she was going to be there for or what might happen to her while she was there. But one day she was in the yard outside, and she saw outside the prison fence one of her friends who held up a big bin bag. And her friend shouted to her that this bin bag was full of letters of support from Amnesty International. And I'd written one of those letters. And even though she didn't actually get to read them, she said that just seeing this gave her the strength to carry on. And she knew that there was people outside there in the world that actually cared, that were active, and that she didn't feel alone anymore. And that was a really clarifying moment for me. Before that, I've got to admit that I was really unsure of how important or useful writing letters was. But and certainly for her, it can literally be the hope and light that it needs, that a person needs to help them get through like really bad times. And that's incredibly powerful and empowering to be a part of. And anyone can do it. You can join your local group, because there's a local group in many towns and cities, and there's one in Liverpool too. And local groups are a great way to meet people, to raise awareness, to get involved in current campaigns. The kind of things they do, I suppose, they typically write a lot of letters, they have debates, they organise fundraisers and actions and workshops, and you can do as much or as little as you feel comfortable with. Or you could go online, you can become an Amnesty member. You can check out their website, which is amnesty.org.uk, and find a particular campaign that motivates or inspires you, because they do campaign on a number of human rights issues. For me, the nicest thing about Amnesty is the people that you get to meet and work with. They're generally really lovely people, proactive, positive, creative and inspiring, and they are genuinely trying to do the right thing for the right reasons. It can be quite humbling sometimes when you hear stories like the one I've just said, about other people who literally lay down their lives for human rights. But I'm not suggesting for a second that people need to go out there and do that kind of thing or go that far. But human rights really are important. They might not seem important when you've got them, but it's people without human rights that can't actually fight for them. And as I said before, I'd want to know that someone's out there fighting for me if you couldn't fight for yourself.